Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Big story going around the back page of the Telegraph too is the Broncos. NRL investigators who have interviewed at least six current Brisbane Broncos players, including high-paid recruits Benny Barber and Martin Kennedy, as part of a salary cap probe into the club. I've heard this going on for a long time. On top of that, the ASIC have been called in to investigate a $400,000 loan to the club from the Leeds club. And I've heard a lot of things going on here. They tell me it's going to develop into a really, really big story. I can tell you on top of that, I've heard a rumour that Anthony Milford will be soon interviewed by the NRL Integrity Unit about the exact details of the contract he signed with the Brisbane Broncos.
Wow.
So now, what's really interesting on top of that in this story is that very soon there is a book being released on the life of billionaire mining magnate Ken Talbot. Now, Ken Talbot died in a plane crash in the Congo a number of years ago, and Talbot was the head of an organisation called the Thoroughbreds, and they were a group of highly successful businessmen up in Brisbane and around the Queensland area who were huge supporters of the Broncos. And an award-winning journalist, he's right for The Australian, Tony Kosh, is writing the life story of Ken Talbot. And Talbot's family has basically handed over Ken's complete diaries to the biographer. And word is this book contains some fairly explosive revelations regarding the Broncos, which go back a long time. Exactly what they are, I'm not sure. But
can the NRL ask for those diaries?
Well, yeah. I think that once they come out, I think that it's going to be there for all and sundry to just read and consume. Yeah. Now, what I've heard is that the biographer went back to Ken Talbot's family and said, do you really want me to put this stuff in the book? And they said, tell it how it is. So it's going to be interesting. Now,
wow.
This is what I'm hearing out of the Broncos for next season. Next year, I'm hearing Darius Boyd will certainly return home to Brisbane with Wayne Bennett, and they're going to look to play him at 5'8". Anthony Milford, he's going to play fullback at the Broncos, and they want to keep Josh Hoffman, apparently. But Wayne Bennett's a big fan of his, but he's on a lot of money for a bloke who they are looking to play on the wing. There's a possibility of him playing the centres. Now, that leaves an odd man out, Ben Barber. I'm hearing that Ben Barber, the likelihood is they're going to try to move Ben Barber on to another club. Also, Martin Kennedy has been offered around to other NRL clubs as well.
The Kennedy experiment hasn't worked at all, has he?
At all.
But Ben Barber, that surprises me, Matty. Who would take Ben Barber on the money? Like, everyone would want Ben Barber, but the money.
Well, I think Broncos would have to, they'd have to kick in a certain amount of that. So they'd just try to get Ben Barber off the books.
Okay.
And I think the perfect fit for Ben Barber would be the Gold Coast Titans. Gold Coast Titans have, you know, they're just entering into a new era. If they can get Ben Barber firing, then mate, he can turn that team around.
What about what back to the Doggies? The Doggies need their fullback back.
He wanted to move to Queensland for personal reasons, so that's a long way to move back. Yeah, you know, it's a total, you know,
flip.
About turn.
Yeah.
What's really interesting is I look at Ben Barber and I think to myself, he's the perfect guy for Wayne Bennett. Wayne Bennett backed himself to turn guys around, guys who have problems, and you know, and I'd look at if I'm Wayne, I'm looking at Ben Barber and I'm saying he's going nowhere because I think I can turn this kid around.
Did you say 5'8" for Darius Boyd?
Darius Boyd, they're looking to play him at 5'8".
Wow,
that's
left of centre, isn't it?
So what we're going to see is the next few months of big stories around the Broncos.
It's the Grill Team on Triple M 2-8.